Joined now by Katie Sletten and Joe Hargis of Northfield Shares. Katie is the we were just talking about how we don't like job titles, but what do we call you?
Yes, I'm the program manager.
You are the program manager.
Yes.
And Joe, you are the vice chair of the Northfield Shares board.
That is right.
Okay. This is the Katie, this is the first installment of what's now going to be a monthly visit with you and other members of Northfield
Shares.
Yeah,
we're really excited about that.
Yeah, we are too. I'm on record as having a very soft spot in my heart for Northfield Shares, so I'm really, really glad that you guys are jumping in on a regular basis.
Right.
Okay, so let's get going today. You have a new initiative, I guess, is what was sort of a new initiative. But there's this thing called the Legacy Society that I want to ask you about.
Yeah, so we pretty much put a name to something that we've been doing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And essentially that is a way to give individuals and families recognition for the lasting impact they are giving to our community foundation. meaning, when somebody, so our threshold is $10,000. Mm-hmm. So if somebody donates $10,000 or more throughout the lifetime of their giving potential or capacity, mm-hmm. I guess you could say, then they will be inducted into the Legacy Society.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily have to give that up lump sum, mm-hmm. or planned gifts or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can also do it where you are electing Northfield Shares to be put in your will and through your guys' last rites and everything.
Wow.
So that's something that, like I said, we've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
But really trying to tell people how it is that they can do that, right? So
yeah, and a program like that, too, is probably good to have a name on it, a label on it. Yeah, yeah. It's giving to Northfield Shares, putting something like you know, over the course of however long, $10,000 into Northfield Shares. When people give at that level, mm-hmm. It's more than just at that point. It gets to be bigger than just the amount of money that they have given. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So essentially, what we do is somebody gives a gift, and it doesn't have to be it can be smaller.
Yeah, absolutely.
$10,000 is a lot of money. But when somebody does that, we actually invest the money. And pretty much what it does is, through the investments and the interest that we make on that, it creates a ripple effect for generations in our community. So what we do with those dollars then is whether it's put into a specific fund or an unrestricted fund, that money then goes back out into the community through our granting process. And so we're able then to take the dollars that you have, double down on it, and give back to our community in perpetuity, essentially.
Right. Joe, how does the board view the Legacy Society?
The Shares board, which is a great board, by the way, I'm honored to be part of it. It's a great group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we view it as an important strategy for building capacity at Northfield Shares to continue to serve Northfield,
mm-hmm.
and to work with donors to help them realize their visions and their things that are most important to them, and then ultimately to make Northfield stronger, to continue to help support needs in the community, and they see gifts. The great thing about those gifts are they keep on giving.
Yeah, exactly. How do people, I mean, is there like a designation, like, okay, I would like to be part of the Legacy Society, so I'm going to commit to giving X amount of money, or how does that work, Katie?
Yeah, so first and foremost, give us a call.
Yeah.
We can walk you through, and we can customize a situation, mm-hmm. you know, essentially. But what we do is we actually collectively track who gives what, right?
Sure.
So the people who have given before today, if they've given already over 10,000, we've already taken steps to recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there will be a letter that goes out and all of that stuff. If you don't want to be recognized on our website and stuff, just let us know. We can have an anonymous on there.
Right.
But yeah. And then in terms of, you know, if you have something in your will or any other planned deferred gifts, just there's a form on our website under our Legacy Society, which is on our tab, and just fill that form out. That's all you have to do. Obviously, give us a call. We want to make sure that we're aware of what you're doing, because we want to obviously show our support for you and our gratitude as well. Right. So,
okay. Joe, you made a, I'm sorry, right? I apologize.
I was just curious, what is your website, by the way, so if folks want to reach out to you?
Yeah, it's northfieldshares.org. Okay.
Oh, so easy
pretty
enough.
Easy.
We're going to say that 3 or 4 more times.
Yeah.
Joe, you made a really interesting point that I think a lot of people don't completely grasp about Northfield Shares, and that all the money that is given to Northfield Shares stays in Northfield.
Yes,
exactly. And, you know, from a board perspective, that the board feels very strongly about that. And, in fact, we were talking about that recently at a board meeting. We view it as really important to be able to send those dollars that we receive, that we can manage, that we grow, right back into the Northfield community.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what types of things are you giving grants for?
Yeah, so just a couple things off the top of my head this year, the 24-25 granting season. We have given for land restoration. We've given for social changes. Like there's a youth emergency shelter that is currently in process of being created through, I want to say it's the CAC.
Okay.
I guess CAC and HCI mixed up. So
yeah, that sounds like a CAC thing.
That's
for sure.
CAC yeah. thing. We've provided they call them family meals through Northfield Union of Youth, where they do a family dinner,
nice.
Essentially for all of the kids on a Sunday, one Sunday a month.
Nice.
We've done things like scholarships as well. Yeah. We've helping Riverwalk create another market that's going in the Greenville area this summer as well. So some really cool things that are happening and going on.
Yeah.
And we're kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Even down to, we have a beautification fund, the netting beautification fund. So we all know that family, right? The netting family. They wanted to make sure that Northfield stayed beautiful. So we actually grant dollars out for things like flowers and stuff like that. So some of the gardens and all of that stuff. So that's just a small clip of things. Project Friendship, you know, stuff like that.
You guys even manage the fund for the hockey association.
Yes, we do.
For the hockey arena.
Yeah, that's a real exciting right now too.
It is.
So
it is.
A lot of movement on that, and we're really excited to see the progression of that here in the next couple of years.
Shocking with Carrie Carroll as your executive
director.
Right. That you'd be helping out the hockey. Is she okay? I mean, Mankato lost last night in the NCAA tournament.
You know, she is actually out of town this week,
okay.
So I will be sure to connect with her after this.
All right, so I suppose that leads to just talking about the broader mission of Northfield Shares. Basically, it's you guys are here for this town and this community.
Yes, yes. So literally, our mission is to make sure that we are leaving a better impact and connecting people's hearts and their philanthropic efforts. So if you have a passion, let's talk, because we can help make sure that the dollars that you have are funneled to what you are passionate about specifically.
Right. So. And that, which is really interesting to me, because I hadn't thought about it necessarily in those terms, but like, say I've got, I'm just pulling something out of my head just because I just heard the train whistle, right?
Yeah.
I'm passionate about transportation in Northfield. So I could, is there a transportation fund yet?
We don't have a transportation fund per se.
Yet?
Okay. We do have, like I said, unrestricted dollars. So that's pretty much when somebody invests and they just want us to have the discretion of what happens to the dollars. So our grants committee and our board, obviously Joe's a big part of that. When grant dollars come in, if there's something specific for transportation and we feel strongly about it and it aligns with the values of either what the donor wants or what our community needs, then we can actually put some dollars towards that.
So if I were to come to you and say, I've got a bag of money that I want to give to you, and I want it to focus on helping people get around town, helping older folks get around, helping finish out something like the Milltowns Trail.
Yeah.
Right. We could
work to establish a fund for that.
Okay. And what is that process? How does that go? I'm putting you on the spot here. Sorry.
Well, you're talking to the wrong person in terms of real specifics. But we have experts that can help do that, and advisors we work with. The point I'd like to make about that is, you know, you don't have to be wealthy to establish the planned gift. And planned gifts come in all shapes and sizes that are can be molded around a donor's wishes and their financial circumstances. There's a lot of ways to put together planned gifts.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, essentially, talk to us with what you want to have happen, right? With that, right? Like, let's say you're specific and you are, I want more wheelchair accessibility, right?
Yeah.
We can actually put that within the contract to make sure that the dollars that we have and that we can grant out on a yearly basis from that fund, we can actually put it in the contract that makes sure that those dollars are going to your wishes. Mm-hmm. So that's a helpful piece to add to that.
Awesome.
And is there's a time frame for which you accept applications, if I recall correctly, right?
Yes. So we will be kicking off our granting season later this summer. Mm-hmm. And then we announce by the end of the year. So
gotcha.
I want to say the granting window opens in June or July.
Okay.
And then it closes the first couple days in September.
Gotcha.
So
what else is going on with Northfield Shares right now?
Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff kind of coming up. We have Love Our Community, where we actually are teaming up with the city of Northfield as well as the faith community within Northfield, and we are getting together on Saturday, May 17th to clean up our communities. So all of that stuff is live on our volunteer hub. If you guys are interested in that, we would love to have people come and volunteer for a couple of hours, clean some flower beds, plant some trees, you know, things like that. There's obviously good direction.
We haven't even mentioned the volunteer hub until now. We should talk about that. I mean, that's the other thing that you guys are all about is volunteering.
Yeah. So we have on our website, it's called the Volunteer Hub, and we have other nonprofits within our community that actually put their volunteer needs actually on our hub, and you can actually sign up. So how Carrie always explains it, it's like match.com for volunteers.
I like that.
Yeah. So you set up a profile, and then it quite literally matches you with stuff that based on your profile that would be good in your realm of volunteerism.
I think we have at least one board member who ended up on the board that way, I think.
Oh, really?
Through the volunteer portal.
That's fantastic.
So we have stuff, all of the Love Our Community, there's a banner on there, you'll see it, you just click on it. It's all through our Northfield Shares, specifically on the Volunteer Hub, but we have a ton of organizations on there, like Great Day Farm, for example, is one that's on there. Fantastic nonprofit in our community that if you wanna go have fun and play, quite literally.
Yeah.
check and see what they have available, and obviously Clean River Partners and all of that stuff have stuff on there too. So.
Right. Well, for the premiere episode or the premiere segment of Northfield Shares on the show, is there anything else that you want people to know about Northfield Shares?
We have one more event coming up. It's our investment review and our annual meeting, which will be on April 30th. It's at the Alumni Guest House at Carleton is where we'll be hosting the event. It's actually open to the public. So if you want to learn more about what it is that we do and our investment process, we invite anyone and everyone.
Right.
So,
and can folks find you on social media platforms?
Yes, they can.
All right. Facebook, Instagram, all that?
Facebook and Instagram. We're going to be hitting LinkedIn here soon, too.
Oh, so. All right. Look at that.
We'll make an announcement on that, too.
That's good. Joe, real quick, I want to ask you, you know, you don't just decide to join a board, but if people want to get involved and hopefully sort of move toward being on the Northfield Shares board, what's the best way to do that?
Reach out to any of us, Carrie and Katie, or any of the board members. We'd be happy to have a conversation about the board, about Northfield Shares, about legacy giving. We're happy to do that. And I would just, back to the website, encourage folks to visit the website to do a little digging around. And you'll find on there some stories around that feature some of our planned giving donors and their families, what motivated them, truly inspirational stories that I would encourage folks to check out if you can.
There's some amazing stories on there about Pat Lamb and Ellie Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously pillars within our community,
right?
And the dollars that they have provided to some of the nonprofits and organizations and the impact of those dollars. So Empower has some phenomenal stories.
I'm glad you mentioned Pat and Ellie. I got to know Pat and Ellie in my early days at Carlton. I retired from Carlton about 3 years ago. I was there for 35 years. And they were phenomenal people.
Yeah.
And they spent their whole lives building focused on equity in women's sports and building toward a future that that's still their impact is still being felt.
Yeah.
And so they're just the kind of donors who you might expect to see as part of a legacy society. Mm-hmm. They care about the future.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's Northfield Shares, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Yes. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Today and tomorrow.
All right. Katie Sletten, Joe Hargis, you guys, thank you so much.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to talking to you guys again next month.
Sounds
thank
good.
Thank you
Enjoy.
Very much.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
You
too.
And Ryan, that's going to do it for us, too. We are out of here. Folks, go out and enjoy today.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just know that over the weekend, it's going to get better again.
Mm-hmm. So. Have a great weekend.
Everybody, thanks for listening. And we will talk to you again on... Wait, hang on. Sorry. I'm having a hard time here. Because other... No. All right. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Thanks, folks.